The topic of the shiur is cleaning floors on Shabbos, which I think is quite a relevant topic. It's something which applies every single Shabbos. So therefore, I want to go through some of the basic kedilim. But before we do that, we have to go through the makoris from the Gemara and the Rishonim. It's a sugya where it's very difficult to understand the halacha, like most sugyas, but this sugya specifically, unless you've actually been through the Gemara and the Rishonim to understand where the halacha lemaisa is coming from. Otherwise, it always seems a little bit of a mess if you just read the halacha at the end of the day. So we're going to go through the basic sources. Now, there's really three topics which I want to talk about. One is sweeping floors. One is washing floors. And right at the end, we'll mention using carpet sweepers. I'm not going to go into that subject because that's a shir b'fnei atzmo, a shir in its own right. But we will mention it shortly at the end. Okay. Now, just a kind of clarification of a couple of terms that we're going to be using. One is the word kibud. Kibud means to sweep. And the other is the term hadocha. Hadocha means to rinse. And when we talk about rinsing a floor, we're not talking about using a shmata of any kind or a cloth of any kind or mop. We're not talking about that because there's other issurim involved in there in terms of kavisa and libun and tchita. What we're just talking about is just simply pouring water on the floor. Those are the two terms I wanted to clarify before we start. And there's another point as well. We're going to be talking about the concept of merutzuf ve'enoy merutzuf. Merutzuf means a floor with flooring on it, as opposed to an earthen floor that was in the time of Chazal. And enoy merutzuf means a floor which does not have a covering on it, an earthen type of floor. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, most of us have grown up in a time where we have proper flooring, we have carpet, and we have laminate flooring, and marble flooring, and stone flooring, and wood flooring. We don't really know what it's like to see an earthen floor, most of us. But there were, in the time of Chazal, many places, not everywhere, but they had earthen floors. And it's on that basis that most of these halachas are based. And the shayla that we're going to have to deal with is, to what degree are the halachas still relevant nowadays to us, where we do not have earthenware floors? And we'll see what the problems were with earthenware floors, the earthen floors, and what if those problems still exist nowadays. The starting point is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tzadi Hei on the Aleph. The Gemara brings there a brisa, and in that brisa, the number of cases mentioned of various things a person cannot do on Shabbos. And two of those things are hamachabed v'hamarabe. Hamachabed v'hamarabe. Machabed means, as we said, to sweep, and v'hamarabe means to sprinkle water on a floor which has got dust on it. And why do they sprinkle water on a floor which has got dust? In order to cause the dust to settle down, so that when people walked around, there wasn't dust flying everywhere in the air and causing people to breathe with difficulty, and therefore they used to sprinkle water on the floor. That's called ribbon. And kibud is, as we said, sweeping the floor. And the Gemara says it's machloikis between Rabbi Eleva and the Chachomim. Rabbi Eleva says if you do it, you're chayv a chatos, that means an issa doraisa. And according to the Rabbonon, it's a shvus. A shvus means an issa derabbonon. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara brings an interesting story. The Gemara says like this: a meima shora zilcha b'mechuzah. A meima permitted zilcha b'mechuzah. Zilcha means to sprinkle, again the same as ribut, to sprinkle water. He permitted this in the mechuzah, even though the Braisa had said that one cannot do it, but a meima permitted it. He said the following reason: Oma tam amai oma rabbonon. Why did the rabbonon say that one shouldn't do ribut? Even the Rabbanon said it was Nisa de Rabbanon. Dilma osi la ashvei gumois. Because maybe a person will come la ashvei gumois, which means if you've got holes in an earthen floor, maybe a person will come and smooth over those holes. And Rashi points out that would be an issa of boiner. When a person is making improvements to a house, that is the issa of boiner. You're improving the house, you're adding to the house. And if there was an earthen floor and there were holes in the floor, when you're coming along and doing this ribut, there would be a problem of boiner. Said Ameima, yes, but Hocha, let a gumois. In our town, there aren't any gumois. Rashi explained, there's no gumois over here, because Ritzpas Avonim Hoysa B'chol Ha'ir. In Ameima's town, there was a Ritzpas Avonim. Everybody in their houses over there used to have a flooring which was made of stone, maybe a marble floor, a stone floor. So Amema said, the Rabbanon said it's also to be merabe, to sprinkle water, because maybe you'll come to fill in holes in the ground. And that would be boina. But in our place, it's not shayach, it's not applicable, because we've got stone floors, and that was not a problem. So that story with Ameima was talking about the issa of ribbos, sprinkling water on the ground to make the dust settle. Then the Gemara carries on and says, but nowadays, v'ha isna, the tzvira along to Rib Shimon, nowadays we paskin like Rib Shimon, shari afilu l'chatchila. It is permitted even l'chatchila. So what does the Gemara mean? And we know that the well-known machlokes in Sechta Shabbos throughout Shas between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon about Dova She'en Mitzchaven. When a person does an action on Shabbos, the Eloi Mitzchaven, and he doesn't have the intention for an Issa to occur, then it's Mutter. As long as it's not a Psik Resha. That means an automatic result. If there's a possibility that it might happen or a possibility that it might not happen, then because he is Eloi Mitzchaven, because he is not intending for that action to happen, therefore, Rav Shimon held it was Mutter. Rav Yehuda held it was Osa. Says the Gemara, this whole discussion that we've said until now, the Rabbi Lezer said, that if you do ribbon or kibbutz, that's a doraisa. And the Rabbanon said, it's a derabbanon. That is only going in the shitta of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, Dovah She'en Mitzchaven is Osa. And therefore, if you did kibbutz or ribbon, then you might come to fill in holes in the ground, and that would be boiner. And even though it's a Dovah She'en Mitzchaven, we're going with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that is Osa. But says the Gemara, nowadays that we paskin like Rib Shimon, the halacha was decided in favor of Rib Shimon, who says Dovah She'en Mitzchaven is Mutta, therefore it's Mutta. And the question is, what does that mean? It is Mutta. Is it going back on the case that we were discussing just now, which was ribbons, because the story with Ameima, and Ameima said, in my place it's okay. The stories that the Gemara brought over there were all concerning ribbons. Is this statement of the Gemara, nowadays we pass connect like with Shimon, it is Mutter, does that go back on the case of ribbons only, or does it go back on the case of kibbutz as well? Ribbutz meaning settling dust with water, and kibbutz meaning sweeping. And it's a very, very big distinction, la halacha, what the Gemara means over there. Because if the Gemara is going back just on ribbutz, that you're allowed to pour water and settle the dust, why? Because we paskin like Rib Shimon? Okay. But if it doesn't go back on the case of kibbutz, then you are not allowed to be, you would not be allowed to do kibbutz. Sweeping. Why would be a distinction? We'd have to go into. But that's what would come out from the Gemara. But if the Gemara means that nowadays that we paskin like Rib Shimon, it is mutter, goes even on the case of sweeping as well, then it would be permitted for us to sweep. This is a machlokes in the Rishonim, what the Gemara means over here, because the Gemara is ambiguous, therefore it's fertile ground for a machlokes Rishonim over here. So right away on the daf there, Tosfos comes along and he quotes the Bahag, the Halachas Gedolah, is one of the early Rishonim who paskens halachas, and the Bahag says, yeah, the Gemara is going even on the case of kibbutz as well, not only ribbutz, settling the dust with water, but as well kibbutz is going on that as well, which means sweeping. Therefore, it is permitted for us to sweep, says the Bahag, as well. Along comes Tosfos, and Tosfos says, no, it's not permitted for us. The heter of the Gemara, the conclusion of the Gemara, was only going on the case of ribbutz. It wasn't going on the case of kibbutz, and therefore it's not permitted to sweep. Says Tosfos, why? What's the problem with sweeping? Says Tosfos, tiltul ofar mimkomoi, moving mud or earth from its place. That's why we cannot do kibbutz. When you take your broom and you go sweep, sweep, you're going to be moving earth from its mokum, from its place. And what does that mean? So that itself is a machlokes Rishonim, what that means. One opinion in the Rishonim says that it means, and since I will be moving earth from its place, that again is a problem of boiner, because making maybe an improvement or some kind of modification to the house itself, and therefore it's called choyfe guma, making a hole, which is boiner. Again, when it refers to a house, it's a modification to a house, and therefore it's going to be offer. That's what tiltul offer mimkoymoy means. And other rishonim say no, it doesn't mean that. It means mukta, because of mukta. Tiltul offer mimkoymoy means moving mukta from its bed. When you move the dirt, or the dust, the earth, that is mukta. It has no use on Shabbos. When you move it, albeit with a brush, and we'll get to that in a minute, but you're moving mukta. And therefore, it is forbidden. So therefore, we have two opinions so far. The Bahaz, who said that it is permitted to do kibbutz as well, and obviously he wasn't worried about any of those reasons that we said just now, and Tosfos, who says that it is forbidden to do kibbutz because you're moving off on the mkoymoy, possibly that means muktzah because of muktzah, or possibly that means because of making a modification to a house. Those are the two shittas that we have so far. There's a third opinion, and that is the Rambam. And the Rambam makes a distinction. The Rambam distinguishes between whether the flooring that you are sweeping has a flooring on it, like a wood or stone floor, or if it doesn't, it's simply an earth floor. If it's an earth floor, says the Rambam, you can't do it. If it's a covered floor, wood, stone, etc., then you can do it. So we have three opinions lahalacha. What was Tosis's raya? Why did Tosis hold that it is forbidden to sweep? Why did he learn like that? So Tosis brings a proof, and he says, because if you look in the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Chos Dalaz on the base, there was a Gemara there that says that a brush is a klisha malachtoi le'issa. In Hilchos Mukta there was a concept of klisha malachtoi le'issa, an object that you use to do a malacha with. One cannot move on Shabbos except subject to certain criteria, which I'm not going to go into now. But the Gemara classifies it as a klisha malachtoi le'issa. That means it is forbidden to move such a kli. So what does that imply? That a broom is a malachtoi le'issa. Using a broom is a malacha. Using a broom is a malacha. So therefore it implies, says Tosis, that you are not allowed to sweep. So that was Tosis' proof that one cannot sweep. And therefore that's why he learned the Gemara as saying that when we permit it, everything according to the Shimon, that's only going on the case of ribbut, settling the dust with earth, settling the earth with water. But it's not going on the case of kibbutz. That was one of Tosis' proofs. He brings another proof as well from a Mishnah in Beitza. I'm not going to go into that, but a very similar kind of proof. Okay, so as we've said, the one Matirin, the Bahag, held it was permitted. So obviously, he wasn't bothered by these proofs. And he held those proofs were going according to the opinion of the Yehuda and the Gemara, who holds Dabash Einim Eschavin, is Osa. That's how they brush aside, excuse the pun, the proofs. Now, and as far as Muktzah is concerned, if Muktzah is indirect, if you're indirectly moving the Muktzah, and there are other Heterians for moving Muktzah when if there's earth there or something which disturbs a person, something with a bad smell, there are Heterians to move that, and therefore the earth is something in the middle of a person's house he doesn't want, and therefore there's Heterians to move that. So therefore that's why they weren't bothered by it at all. And as we saw, the third opinion was the Rambam, who said there was a distinction between whether the floor is covered or the floor is not covered. What is the source for the opinion that says that there is a problem of sweeping even if the floor has the covering? If the floor has a covering, so what's the problem? There's no mashvi gumois. I'm not going to come and fill in any holes because the floor is a solid floor. It's laminate flooring. There's no holes there. So what's going to be the problem? According to those people who say there is no distinction at all. So there are two opinions which are brought in the Rishonim. One is based on the Gemara in Pesachim that even if you have, let's say, a wood flooring, floorboards, between the floorboards there's cracks, there's holes there, and one might come to fill those holes. The second opinion is that it's a gezeira einoi murutzef, the gezeira murutzef otu einoi murutzef, which means Chazal made a gezeira. They said, okay, there is no problem with the case of a floor which has got flooring. There's no problem at all. But because there are floors that don't have flooring on them, and there would be an issur in that case, therefore we are going to make a gezeira and forbid all types of flooring. Okay, but you can't just make a gezeira just like that. Chazal could make a gezeira like that. Presumably, if the Rishonim are going to say it, we have to have a proof from the Gemara. So again, the two svaras. One svara is maybe you'll come to fill in holes between the cracks, and maybe Chazal made a gezeira. What's the source that we have to worry about the cracks in between? So the Gemara in Pesachim, the Mishnah in Pesachim, Gemara in Pesachim, that's Samachay. And the Gemara there talks about the Kayanim in the Beit HaMikdash. And they used to rinse the floor because there was the korbanos were going on, there was all the blood around, there was all the dirt around. They wanted to rinse the floor. And the Gemara says there, it was Shaloi Barotzen Chachomim. It wasn't with the agreement of Chachomim. That's exactly how Chachomim did it. It wasn't within the agreement of Chachomim. Okay. So the Gemara there, one of the parts of the Gemara there says, that means B'Shaloi Barotzen Rabbi Eleza. Rabbi Eleza, the one who we saw before, who said that one cannot sweep and one cannot do ribbots, also held you can't do hadocha, you can't rinse the floor, and that's what it means, Shaloi Barotzen Chachomim. They did it against the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So Tosfos asked a question over there. I don't understand. There's no problem in the Beit HaMikdash. In the Beit HaMikdash, it was a flooring of stone. So what was the problem over there? There's Tosfos two answers. One answer is that although there were stone tiles on the floor, between the tiles there was a crack. And therefore, that's why it was Shaloi Barotzen Chachomim. There was a problem there of maybe you might come to fill the crack. So that's the source of this idea. Or, says Tosfos in another answer, it was a gezeira. Although in the Beis HaMikdash there was a flooring over there of stone, but there was meant to be a gezeira of floored areas because of areas which were not floored, without flooring. Those are the two sources for these two ideas. Okay, now halacha l'maasa. So we've got three opinions that we saw: the Bahag, who said all sweeping is permitted; Tosfos, who said all sweeping is not permitted; and the third opinion was the Rambam, who made a distinction between whether there is a proper flooring there or not. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the two more lenient opinions. In other words, firstly the Rambam's opinion he brings down, who distinguishes between whether there was a flooring or not. If there was a flooring you can, and if there's no flooring you can't. And then the Shulchan Aruch brings down the opinion of the Bahag, who says all sweeping is mutar. So if you were a Svadi and you followed the plaque of the Shulchan Aruch, you would have quite a good basis for a heter of sweeping nowadays, because all our floors have flooring, so therefore it's going to be permitted according to the Rambam and according to the Bahag, so therefore it's okay. But the Ramah comes along, the Ashkenazim follow, and he brings Tosfos' opinion, and Tosfos said it's forbidden. Tosfos said it's forbidden for us to sweep. And says the Ramah, the Chay Noyagin, that is our minig. We're Noyag not to sweep. So the question is, how can we sweep? So luckily for us, the Ramah brings down two basic heterium over there, which are going to be useful for us. And there's a third heter which the Mishnah Berurah and other poskim talk about, which is also going to help us as well. The Ramah says there, when was all this issa of sweeping discussed? That was when a person is using a kind of a heavy broom. When a person is using a heavy broom, so then it's going to be quite likely that he might come to do ashvei gumot, to fill in holes, or holes will get filled in, depending whether it's passive or active. That's a shalu in its own right. But it says the Ramah, there's only a problem when a person's going to do that. If a person's going to use a matlis, which is a rag, a beged, a kind of piece, a garment or piece of material, an old beged, or a kanaf avos, which is the feathers of a duck or a bird, the person uses that, which are kalim, says the Ramah, they are light, they're not something which is going to cause holes to become filled in, says the Ramah, then it's okay. Loi osi lahashvayz gumay. The person's not going to come and make smooth over the holes and anything like that. It's just a light kind of sweeping, that's okay. So therefore, it comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that, what's the explanation of that? Because they only remove the surface dust. They only remove the surface dust, and therefore that's why it's permitted. And, says the Mishnah Berurah, another point, it's even true that is even permitted, even in an area which is Eilei Merutzah, even in a flooring which doesn't have any proper flooring on it at all, even if it was earthenware flooring, this heter of the Ramah applies. And therefore, you're allowed to sweep with a light kind of, with a shmata, with a rag, that would be okay. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "Mahu adin for a brush." He uses the Yiddish word for a brush. Same thing, says the Mishnah Berurah. Surely it should be the same thing, because our brushes are very light, and you just brush the surface, it's going to be okay. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are some poskim who hold that the whole heter of the Ramah is not true. Even using a beged or a matlis, that heter is not true. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm only prepared to extend the Ramah's heter to brushes in an area which is merutzah. That means it's got proper flooring. So for us that's fine, because all our areas have got flooring. So therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, to use a brush and to brush it lightly on a flooring such as stone or wood, I'm not talking about carpets at the moment, we'll get to carpets afterwards, we're talking about laminate flooring, wood flooring, stone flooring, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is going to be okay, as long as a person does it lightly. Okay. There's another hetter which the Ramah brings down, which is doing it to a non-Jewish person. You can ask a non-Jewish person to do it. Now, even though normally when it comes to Melech HaShabbos, one cannot ask a non-Jewish person to do it unless subject to certain conditions. Nevertheless, over here, it's going to be okay. Why? Because what are we worried about? We're worried about holes becoming filled as a psik ratio. In other words, the person's not really doing a melacha, he's just sweeping. Sweeping is not a melacha in its own right. Only what's going to happen as a result of that. That's psik ratio. When it comes to psik ratio, one is allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to do it, right? Because you're just asking him to sweep. You're not asking him to do a melacha. If there is a psik ratio, the automatic result that something happens, one doesn't have to worry about it. That's what the Mishnah, what the Ramah says, and therefore it's permitted to ask a non-Jewish person to sweep. Those are the two heterium that come from the Ramah. However, there's a third heter, which applies nowadays, which again Mishnah Berurah speaks about in a lengthy piece in the Bihalacha there. These halachas, by the way, are in Shin Lamed Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. So Mishnah Berurah there says, based on the Tosfos, that Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos says that a Amema, we saw in the Gemara right at the beginning, said he allowed people to do ribbots in his place, to sprinkle water so the dust should settle. He allowed people to do that. Why? Because he said there's no room for a gezeira over in our place because all the floors have got stone on them. That's what Amima said. So, Tosfos asked a question. Tosfos asked, yes, but we do find elsewhere in Shas places where they did make a gezeira. I'm not going to go into the cases now. And Tosfos says an interesting teretz. What Tosfos is teretz? Yes, where did they make a gazebo from one place to another? That's only within one town. If you have a town where some of the floors do not have flooring, and some of the floors do have flooring, then Chazal made a gazebo from one to the other. They forbade you from doing sweeping and various things like this on floors which have flooring, because you might come to do it on a floor which doesn't have flooring. However, if the whole town itself has flooring, and then other towns out there somewhere else which don't have flooring, then Chazal never made a gezeira. So says the Mishnah Berurah, based on that, nowadays all our flooring have proper flooring on them, and therefore the gezeira doesn't apply at all. And therefore, according to that, it's permitted to do sweeping because the gezeira to us doesn't apply. And that's what Mishnah Berurah does. And he adds onto the cheshbon over there various other reasons as well. And therefore, based on that, it's permitted because our floorings nowadays in most of our places are completely covered and there's no room for a gazebo. Where it would apply, though, if somebody, for example, where it was at a camp or something like that, and everyone was living in tents, and that mokum itself over there was a mokum where there wasn't proper flooring, then you go by each place individually, and therefore there would possibly be a gazebo. That's what's brought down in Shmuel Shabbos. Okay, the final section of the shir is rinsing floors. This is a much shorter topic, and again, as we pointed out at the beginning of the shir, we're not talking about using a sponge or a mop because that involves other problems of schita and kibbutz and various other things. We're not talking about that. Simply, is it permitted if you have, let's say, a bathroom floor or a kitchen floor and it's got dirty, are you allowed to take water and pour it over there and let it sort of drain outside by itself? Is one allowed to do that? So it's clear again that one is not allowed to do that because we saw the Gemara court that the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash did this, and it was Shaloi Barot and Chachomim, and it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch that one cannot rinse the floor on Shabbat, and we do not make a distinction there at all. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't make a distinction at all between whether it's proper flooring or no proper flooring. The Shulchan Aruch said it's forbidden to do it. Says the Magid Mishnah, why were they more machmir when it came to rinsing the floor? Because says the Magid Mishnah, because kibud was needed more than rinsing. So therefore, when it came to kibud, sweeping is something which occurs in every household, every Shabbos. They were a bit more lenient over there, according, and therefore, according to some, it's only a problem when there's a proper flooring. But When it came to Hadocha, which is not so needed, the Rabbanon weren't lenient over that. And therefore, that's why we passed him, says the Magid Mishnah, based on the Rambam, that even rinsing floors where there's proper flooring is a problem. Now, there are those poskim who want to come along. Rabbi Ida in his Sefer and Shmuel Shabbos Kilkosa wants to say, ah, but if you're telling me the reason why they were machmir on rinsing floors is because it wasn't so necessary in the times of Chazal, so in the case of where it is very necessary, for example, there's been a big spillage or there's something sticky on the floor and it's attracting flies or something or other, there would be a problem. There would be a heter to do it. You're telling me the whole distinction between rinsing and sweeping is because sweeping was needed more, and that's why they were more permissive over there. Then in the case of where a person needs to do halacha, maybe there's room for allowing that as well. And based on that, Shmuel Shabbos and one or two other of the contemporary Svarim allow that if a person is in a major spillage and there's a major need to clear it up, they do allow it. Again, they have a cheshbon as well. They add other opinions onto the cheshbon there, but we won't go into all of that now. However, in other Svarim, Rabbi Falk doesn't make such a distinction at all, and others don't. So that would be a shayla one would have to ask. To finish off with two other heterim. Mokum Takona. What happens? You open the cupboard and a bottle of oil falls out the cupboard and breaks on the floor. Oil splashed everywhere on the kitchen floor. It's very slippery, especially if you've got children around. Anybody who's around is very slippery. What can you do? So there, in Sefer Orcha Shabbos, he brings that there's a general cloud that when something is a Mokum Takona, Chazal lifted their gezeiros. And since we've learned over here that it is all based on the gezeira over here, it's a shvut, it's a derabbanon. So therefore, one is allowed to wash the floor, again, by just pouring water over it, and not using a mop or anything like that, because that's chita. One is allowed to do that because it's a takona. For example, if there was a piece of glass broken in the middle of a room, one is allowed to move it, even though it's mukta. But because it's dangerous, it's a derabbanon, and the rabbanon said one is allowed to move it. The same thing as well, if oil has spilled or something else very slippery, one is allowed to get rid of it by pouring water over it. And then once the water is low, one can take a, for example, paper towel or whatever, and gently mop it out without coming into any kind of sita. One final point is if a non-Jewish person, for example, a person has a cleaner every single day, and the cleaner knows that what she does is that she cleans the floor with a mop, then Rabbi Ida in his Sefer brings that the answer of Moshe Feinstein, and Moshe Feinstein told him one doesn't have to object against the cleaner. If the cleaner is just doing her job, Adaita de Nachshav, she's doing what she normally does by mopping the floor, one doesn't have to object. Even though you yourself couldn't actually do it with a mop, and you couldn't ask her what to do, nevertheless, if she's doing it in her own right, one is allowed just to ignore that and let her go on with it. So, halacha l'maaseh, just to summarize, for us, it is permitted to lightly brush a flooring. Carpet is a different problem. Carpet comes into problems of libun. Libun involves, for example, when begodim, with garments, brushing garments and getting dust out, which is absorbed, is a separate problem. It's a room for a separate shear. One can lightly brush the dust of it, or matzah crumbs, or whatever it is, or crumbs that have come as a result of a meal. One can lightly brush them up, even on a carpet as well. Carpet sweepers, I know people are going to ask about. From all the sources that I've seen, is a problem. Discuss various different problems with carpet sweepers. For example, pulling out bits of the carpet. If you look inside a carpet sweeper, there's bits of the carpet that get pulled up. Various other problems with the carpet sweeper. I know there are some rabbonim who do allow it under certain circumstances, but the sources that I saw all inside, Shmuel Shabbos Kilchosa and Shabbos Minchas Yitzchak from Tahir Weiss and various others for him, all say that it's a problem. So if one wants to ask one's Rav on that, one is free to do so.